T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 astronauts took off for their trip to the moon and back.
CBS News correspondent Peter King is at Kennedy Space Center, where the commemorations are underway. So, Peter, what's going on today?
Well, right now I'm getting ready, actually, in Cocoa Beach for a news conference featuring several Apollo legends, including a couple of astronauts, a flight director, and some of the people who made Apollo happen. So we're getting ready to talk with them. Earlier today, there was a reenactment of the Apollo 11 countdown, which was, of course, 50 years ago this morning. And Mike Collins was out at the launch pad 50 years to the day that he, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, left the Cape for the moon. And by the way, we just learned about an event happening in New York, Saturday, Times Square, where the moonwalk anniversary is being celebrated by taking over all of the big screens in Times Square.
That should be fun. You mentioned Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was there today. Peter, where is Buzz Aldrin?
We don't know, but we know that he has had a very, very crowded schedule and decided not to be out there today. And quite frankly, I got to tell you something. It was a really hot, sticky, humid day, and that I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it wasn't exactly conducive to being at an outdoor event. And his schedule has been jam-packed, and we were sorry not to see him out there. We were definitely hoping for that, but there are other events where we expect he will be, not necessarily here today and tonight, though.
Peter, those of us of a certain age remember the emotion from Walter Cronkite 50 years ago, and a half century later, it's still pretty awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Well, it really, really is, and I think, you know, those of us of a certain age were all kind of speechless the way he was. All he could say at landing was, oh boy, and then man on the moon, and, you know, beyond that, you just kind of, I think we've all looked up at the moon a whole lot differently in the past 50 years than we did before July 20th, 1969. I know it's certainly been a big change for me. I grew up as an Apollo generation kid and watched it on television all the time. To be down here and getting a chance to talk with many of the Apollo legends over the years, I just don't have the words for what that means to me personally.
Peter, enjoy the festivities. Thanks for joining us. CBS News correspondent Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.